Sorry. I wasn't ready for that. All right. And Hack, welcome everybody. It is 4 o'clock our time, 7 o'clock Jen's time, Eastern time. And we are here live to the group. I am Tay.
I'm Jen, and we have a very special guest with us tonight, everybody. This is Arizona's own Tony Stark. Has come to sit down and talk with us today, and please join in with any questions that you guys have. He's here for it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I've been looking forward to this. Well, I was gonna say all week, but I've been looking forward to this all month. Should be a lot of fun.
Yay! I'm excited.
Can't wait.
You guys ask me, do you want to know the question? I'm like, I don't want to know the questions. Just tell me.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and go and play our intro, and we'll be right back.
BRB.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 24 for our Arizona Tony Stark interview. Welcome, 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 welcome.
I was having so much fun watching that introduction. I don't know. Can we play that again? That was awesome.
Dude, I'd love to. I don't never get tired of it. Love it.
I need to go back and watch all those movies, like, right now.
All right, you know what time it is. I know what time it is. It is shot o'clock. So this is the part of the episode that we've taken from the smoke pit, just because that's where we got our beginnings, where we take our shot. So I will be taking a shot in my Dwight Schrute false glass.
Sorry.
I will be taking a shot of what am I taking? Crown Vanilla. Jen, what you got?
I have my Drink Up Witches Class. That's what I always use. And then I have my rum, my tropical rum as usual.
I love that.
I have my Jameson out of my Jameson shot glass. So Jameson, if you're watching, I will do any kind of endorsement deal you want. But
all right. Well, to growth and to an amazing interview that's about to commence. Pinkies up.
Woo. So fancy.
Oh, I got a little spillage on that one. Oh, man.
All right. Feeling nice and fuzzy now.
Yes.
Love it. Love it.
It helps get the jitters out for sure. All right. So we are at the interview part of the session. So I'm going to go ahead and ask the first question, and then it'll be Jen, and we'll kind of go back and forth and just kind of answer it how you feel. So.
Yeah.
First question I really wanted to ask is, how did you start cosplaying?
How did I start cosplaying? Well, way back in my day, it wasn't called cosplay. But I worked for a company called New England Business Services, which is a paper company, kind of like Dunder Mifflin. I literally was selling paper products. My boss at the time thought I looked like Dean Cain. So he started calling me Clark because the show that was out, Lois and Clark.
Yeah, Superman.
You know, I hadn't had my eyes fixed yet, so I wore glasses. So I purposely bought glasses that looked like his because I thought, hey, there's a Superman that kind of looks like me. I kind of like that. So I started wearing those glasses, and he started calling me Clark, and then everybody started calling me Clark. And then people who were new thought my name was Clark. So I was Clark. And then around 1997 or so, I guess it was about 97, I put together a Clark Kent Superman costume for Halloween. And back then that you couldn't just go to every store. Like right now, you can go to Walmart right now and buy a Superman t-shirt. You find them everywhere. But I couldn't find one anywhere back then. And so I went to Walmart and I found some craft foam. And I made my Superman emblem, and I found a Hanes blue t-shirt, and I sewed it on that, you know, just stitched it on. And I remember my oldest daughter, she's 4 years old at the time. She walks by, she looks up at me, she goes, I had just put it on. She looks, you're Superman? And I said, yeah. And she goes, fly. little stinker. So that was where it first started. And I got a huge like reaction where everybody thought it was really cool. So the next year, I decided, I'm going to take it up a notch. So I put together a legit super. I mean, right now I'm saying it's legit, but at the time it was pretty legit. Right now, it probably wasn't looking back at it, but it was still pretty good. But anyway, so we went trick or treating, and my daughters were all, I got them little Supergirl outfits, and so we were all trick or treating together, and my wife had a Supergirl costume on too. So we were like a super family. And we went to my daughter's kindergarten teacher at her house, and she liked it so much. She's like, hey, could you come to our class and maybe read to the kids or something? So I found some Superman kids books, and I went to her classroom and I read to the kids, and the other teachers liked it. So I wound up reading to the other classes too. And then the first graders wanted the same thing. So I wound up going to their school like six times within a couple weeks to different classes. And then they kept bringing me back every year. And then I started going to other classes and other schools. And so this is when I was in Flagstaff. So I started doing that. Okay. This is about 1998 is when I started. And then I started getting invited to different charity events and things like that. And then around 2000, so I did that up in Flagstaff, and then around 2010, I came down to a Comic-Con, it was called Phoenix Comic-Con back then, and AZ Power Girl, it was Kara, she saw me and says, you have to be our Superman. So I said, okay, so I started, that's when I started with the JLAZ, and I was their Superman doing their events for a few years. I was like there's Superman, and I went to everything, and I loved it. And we would do one or two hospital visits a year. And then that led to my friend Zeph, he approached me about with the idea of Comic-Care. And that was about 10 years ago.
Okay.
But altogether, I've been doing this for a long time, like 27 years.
Wow. Like
dang. All because somebody called you Clark.
Yeah. And a fun fact, about a few years ago, Dean Cain was in town doing making a movie, and he did a hospital visit with me, and I dressed up like Superman, and he just was, of course, just Dean Cain. But it was funny, when we showed up, he goes, wait a minute, nobody wears my suit anymore. I'm like, I've always worn your suit. I still have your suit. In fact, I said, this belt, you signed it a few years ago. And he's like, oh my gosh.
That's so cool.
And then like a year later, he and I were both guests at the Arctic Comic-Con up in Alaska, up in Anchorage. And we got to ride to there in the shuttle and stuff. So it was pretty cool. But he was super nice, and it was fun to actually get to do a visit with the person that actually for me started it all. But
that's crazy. Did he remember signing your belt?
You know what? I don't know if he said he did. He goes, that was you. I don't know if he did or not, right? But the day that he signed it, I was there with my daughters, and okay. we he was doing meet and greets with people, but I just saw him up there with his manager. And I walked up and I said, hey, would, is there any way you could sign my belt? And his manager goes, that's like $60. That'll be $60 if you want him to sign anything. And he goes, wait a minute. He goes, that's my belt. Because it's a certain style.
Yeah.
And he goes, I can sign this. And so he signed it. And then we'd signed up to do a meet and greet later. And then when we met him later, he remembered my daughter's names. He remembered me. And I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
It's like,
that is super cool.
Anna, Alyssa, and Faith. He goes, I was wondering if you guys are going to come through the line or not, but he remembered all three of their names. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, is a cool guy. That's awesome. I'm glad I watched his show and supported
him. It's so funny. You always want to be nice because you never know when it's going to come. But I mean, he's gotten some good press from me. I'll never say anything bad about him because he was very nice to me when I met him. Very nice.
Yeah. That was actually Steve Colbert actually told a kind of a similar story where he first met Taylor Swift and he met Taylor Swift and he's like, hey, I want you to meet my daughter. And she made such a big fuss over his daughter, like, oh my God, you're so beautiful, this and that. And he said, I will go down in flames for that woman because she was so kind to my kids. And it really does, I think, make a difference that he remembered your daughter's names and that just kind of, I don't know. It kind of hits different. You know what I mean?
As a parent, it does. And the funny thing is, okay, can I tell a Justin Bieber story real quick?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So my girls all love Justin. My oldest was a little bit, but she was still pretty cool about it. She wanted to go. So I took all three of them to go see Justin Bieber when he was here.
Okay.
And we got good seats and it was pretty expensive. It's not something you would do so I probably spent about $1,000 taking my daughters to go see Justin Bieber. Right. And it was famously the time when he got sick on stage and like threw up a few times.
It was that show?
Yeah. And they actually stopped the show and I thought it was over. I thought, okay, he's gonna come back out. And he came back out. After a couple minutes, he like cleaned himself up and they came back out, started performing, threw up again. I was like, oh,
I didn't know he did that.
They stopped. Okay. And then he came back out, finished the whole set. He came back out and performed for another 45 minutes after that. And I tell you what, he may not be like the perfect person, but that night I thought to myself, son of a gun. That kid came out and finished his, because otherwise it would have been a 15-minute show and that's all we would have taken from it was that he got sick. Yeah. And I probably wouldn't have blamed him for anything, but the fact that he came back out and finished his set when I know whether he had drank too much or whether he was really sick or whatever, I don't care why he was sick. He came out and he performed like a champ. He sounded fantastic. He did great and didn't just stand there. He was still doing all of his dance, his routines and stuff. Wow. Huh. I thought to myself, that means a lot to me for as a parent who had spent that much taking his kids and for him to come back out. Yeah. I'll never say anything bad about him.
Yeah. That is amazing.
So one of our viewers, Deontay, said that's worth ethic. So I actually didn't. Yeah. And AD said, bro's a trooper for sure. I didn't know he came back out. So I just heard about him getting sick and I actually thought the show was canceled. So that's actually interesting. You expanded on that he actually came out and finished. A newfound respect for him. All right, cool. I like that. All right. So Tay asked you how you got started. What are some of your favorite cosplay moments that you can think of?
Well, obviously, I shared one.
Yeah.
My visit with him. A lot of people think it was when I met Robert Downey Jr. And that was cool. It was cool. Yes, I'll tell you was. We had been invited to be on the red carpet for Endgame, which awesome. Yeah. If you go, you can go back on YouTube. You can still pull it up. I was there.
Okay.
Front and center in my Iron Man suit. For the whole thing, we got to meet all the Avengers coming that were there that night as they came through, shaking their hands, taking selfies. It was phenomenal. It was really cool. And over the years, I had tagged him a bunch of times. He had shared my pictures on his social media.
No shit.
So cool.
And that was neat. And actually, I had done a tour where I had done 14 hospital visits in 14 days in 10 different states. And we had been, leading up to that, we had been working with his team about, they wanted to chronicle it and do like a whole thing. But at the last minute, they said, oh, we can't do it because it's too close to Infinity War coming out. And so it got canceled. So I was kind of bummed. But I knew that they were aware of me. Anyway, when I met him, he walks up. And I'm thinking all week, I'm like, I knew I was going to meet him. I knew I was going to shake his hand. What am I going to say? Of course, he cuts. He's as soon as he sees me, he goes, well, it's about time. And he shook my hand. And I was like, oh, it was so cool.
He remembered you. Oh, that's God. So cool.
Yeah, that was really neat. But the best thing I've ever had in costume, I was doing a hospital visit at the Arizona Burn Center. And I walk in, and there's a little boy. And they didn't tell, I don't ever know anything about who I'm visiting. It just, you know, I go in and I try and just take their minds off of it. I walk in and this little boy is head to toe covered in bandages. You mm-hmm. literally, there was no part of his skin he was showing. Mm-hmm. And he was in bed, hooked up to everything. And I looked over at him and I'm like, hi, buddy. And he looks, Iron Man? I said, yeah. And he goes, he looked at the nurse and he says, I want to get down. So she helped him, and it took a couple minutes for them to help him get out of bed and to move everything with him so he wouldn't get unattached to all of the IVs that were in him. And he got up and we were playing. I put on my helmet. I never put on my helmet. Put on my helmet and we're pretending like we're fighting. We're you know, my lights were coming on and stuff. He thought that was cool. And and I looked at and we just, for me, it was just like another, you know, it was another room. And then I turned around, all the nurses and the doctors, everyone from the floor was in the doorway. I thought, there had been a fire, their Christmas tree had caught fire. And, his sister had died and his brother had been badly burned as well. And he's burned over 80% of his body, lost a bunch of his fingers. Mm-hmm. It's just heart wrenching.
Yeah.
He hadn't been out of bed. Sure. He hadn't gotten out of bed since that. It had been almost 3 months. He hadn't gotten out of bed. That was the first time he got out of bed.
Oh my God.
And to me, I was like, I mean, so, and then over the years I went to a couple of his birthday parties afterwards and that was one of the things where I thought to myself, I was driving home and I never get really emotional about that. Driving home and it really hit me. And I'm like, I mean, why did God let this child live through that? It's such a horrible thing. And he's going to go through a whole life of pain. And I just, But then when I went back and saw him on his birthday, when I sat back and saw him afterwards, he was doing great. The family just was so strong. And that was on me. I didn't give him enough credit that he was he was that strong. And he's gone on. His brother went to the military. He's graduating from high school. It was just they've done great.
I love that you kept up with him. That's awesome. Yeah. And you know, and you probably didn't realize at the time like what a big motivator. You probably just thought that, you know, I'm there to, you know, go see some kids at, you know, a burn center, but you probably didn't realize that you were the reason why he got out of bed. And that is.
I had no idea until they told me afterwards. Absolutely amazing. And I was like,
you're like, so, yeah, I did
you
that.
You just never know.
Yeah. Yeah. You did that. That's awesome.
You never know what kind of impact you have on somebody's life. Yeah.
Yeah. All because somebody called you Clark.
I got it. To be honest with you, years, I mean, I've done there's people who do what I do and, if they're lucky, have a chance to go on one hospital visit like that. You know what I mean? And go on to just to visit one. I've done hundreds and hundreds of hospital visits. I've been so blessed. Like my life has completely changed because of what I've been able to do with that. And it's just, I'm lucky. I'm blessed. I've met the right people at the right time that put me in the position to where I could do this. But I tell you what, I'm one of the luckiest people in the world. When I die, no one's going to remember, yeah, he was a good stockbroker, or, you know, he helped with people with their retirement plans. They're going to remember, he's that crazy Iron Man that would show up and hand out comic books, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for that legacy and for that, and to be a part of Bring Comicare. We've opened a new Comicare up in Portland, Comicare Northwest. We're looking to open another one in San Diego soon.
Wow.
But
maybe you can just open one in Virginia.
There you go.
I'm out here.
but I'm telling you, it's been really neat. It's been special. And I'm thankful every day for the fact that my friend Zeph reached out to me and I said yes, because he at first I was like, who is this crazy guy wanting to meet with me? I'm like, am I gonna go? I drive down. He's wanting me to drive down to Goodyear to meet him. Am I gonna get killed down there? I'm like, I have no idea who this person is. But so thankful that he finally talked, because he's trying to talk me into meeting him for like 6 months before I'm like, fine, I'll meet with you. But yeah, no, it was cool. That was long.
No, you're completely fine.
I'm glad that dudes are worried about that thing too, because that would be the first thing in my mind. I'm like, are you gonna murder me and like take my kidney or something? I'm like, why is it so far away?
I apologize to anybody who sends me a message or DMs me that I don't know, because I don't even, unless I follow you, I typically don't open them, because some of them are kind of creepy. And honestly, guys are the ones that are I get some of the weirdest stuff from some of my male followers.
Yeah. Wow.
I can imagine. Tay and I have had a few. Tay and I actually had somebody that for some reason thought we were into the furry thing, and I think they quickly realized we weren't. And I'm like, yeah, that's not on our podcast page or anything. Not into dressing up like an animal. Or
all the unsolicited pics that I get, it's
oh.
Okay. Well, okay.
That's good for you, buddy. Moving on. Yeah. Yes.
About once a month, I'll go through it. I'll go through it. I'll look to see if there's anything that I should look at. But for the most part, about once a month, I go in and just clear it all out.
Yeah. I know firsthand, because I made the mistake of reaching out via my personal account, and I had to get Jedi, you know, our friend Fitzmoritz, to actually reach out to AZ Tony Stark to be like, hey, like, she's good people. Yeah, like, it's not weird. So this was like months in the making that like I was trying to reach out, and like I was like being not even left on read, just left on read. And I was just like,
you mean I could have been on episode 12 instead of
20? No, no. Totally not a guilt trip. Totally not a guilt trip.
Yeah. So yeah. Just so you know. I mean, it wasn't just you. I mean, it's like
exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, can only imagine. But go ahead, Jen. Sorry.
No, I mean, if like our popularity were as large as yours, I mean, I definitely think that there's some heavy filtering to do in the inbox. So yeah, totally not a dig there, but yeah. I can understand that, because it's there are a lot of people out there. They're very what's a nice PC term?
Different.
They're fucking crazy.
that's it. Yeah, that's
they're
a good one.
Fucking crazy. Yeah, they're,
you know,
crazy.
What's funny is that the meanest ones, and I love you guys, it's fine, but TikTok, the meanest people I have found are my followers, some of the people that follow me on TikTok. And if you're gonna be that mean to me, why are you following me? But I have like a million followers on TikTok, and yeah, some of the comments that I get, and they're on, usually it's on the, if I have something that goes, you know, off for like a lot of views, not all of them do, right, but every so often one will hit, mm-hmm, and it goes off. Some of them are so mean. I'm like, oh, and then you look at their account, and it's like a 13-year-old kid, and you're like, I can't get too mad, but I can block you. But yeah, it's so mean.
And some people just like live to troll you too. And I don't like, Tay and I haven't.
Yeah, he's like the Mexican Iron Man. And I'm like, I don't care about that. That's great. Thank you. He's like the Mexican Brad Pitt trying to be Iron Man. I'm like, win. Thank you.
I wish it was Brad Pitt.
Can I put that on a t-shirt? Can I quote you on a t-shirt for that? I am the Mexican Brad Pitt being Iron Man. That's oh, thanks, man.
I like anyway. It, my dude. I like it.
So I see that you're wearing a Comicare shirt. Would you like to tell us a little bit about Comicare and how you actually started? I know that you said that like this guy named Jeff reached out to you, Jeff. And you met him in Goodyear.
Zeff. Okay.
Zeff. Sorry.
Yeah, his name is Zeff, like Joe Zeff. So his name's Joseph, okay. But everybody calls him Zeff.
Cool.
Yeah, he was at the time I had just barely started doing Iron Man. In fact, so for years people were like, you need to do Tony Stark. Your name's Tony. Like, I'm Superman. Leave me alone. I had no inkling to be Iron Man at all. And then there was a Veterans Day parade out in Anthem where I lived, and they wanted an Iron Man. And so I borrowed an Iron Man suit from my friend Andy, who's the Captain America you probably see me with.
Yeah.
But he had an Iron Man suit, and I borrowed it from him. And that morning when I was putting it all on, we're about the same size. I knew it would fit me. But the helmet, I'm like, hey, is there a trick to this? The helmet doesn't, it's not even close. He goes, oh, I have a tiny head. I'm like, you could have told me. He goes, just put on some sunglasses. You'll be Tony Stark. It'll be fine. Just put the helmet under your arm. I said, okay, because I have a big bobblehead. I wear like if I wear get a helmet or a hat, I have to special order it. Yeah. So I got out there and everybody's like, Tony, you know, we love you. And I was like, they know me. I'm like, it was just so cool. I'm like, I'm never going back to Superman again ever. That's it. So I started being Iron Man. And then soon after that, I went from having like, you know, 700 followers to like 20,000 followers. Like,
oh my God. Right.
Like real quick, it just went crazy. At that time, people weren't 3D printing suits or anything. So if you saw someone with an Iron Man suit, like, wow, you know, and my Iron Man suits even back then weren't great, but they were okay. They were okay. And then I had the goatee, and I don't look like Robert Downey Jr., but I have the same coloring, the same brown eyes, the same. And if I do the goatee, it was enough to where people were like, whoa, you know? my followers went up. So at the same time that happened, Zeff had this idea for Comicare, and he was looking for a face for Comicare. He had an idea. He didn't want a big group. He just wanted a face. So he started reaching out to me, and it's like, I didn't want to meet with you. I have something I want to pitch to you. I'm like, who's this crazy guy? He wants to meet with me. And then I'm like, I kept whatever. Finally, he said, hey, I have a Dodge Viper that would be really cool for Tony Stark to take a picture with. Come on out. We'll do a photo shoot. And I'm like, photo shoot? Oh, well, okay. That's the bait I needed.
In, right?
Yeah, that's the bait I needed. How are you gonna get Tony Contreras out there? Let's take pictures. We'll take pictures of you. I'm like, okay, I'm there. So I went down there and I took my daughters with me because I thought, well, if he's gonna kill me, maybe he won't kill me if my daughters are with me.
Facts.
So my youngest and my middle went with me, and we met him and his wife for breakfast at a little bagel shop down there. And then afterwards we went and did a shoot. But over bagels, he said, hey, I've got this idea. He goes, I know you've done some hospital visits, but with the JLAZ. I said, yeah, I love them. It's awesome. But I mean, we'd only did one or two a year. And he goes, I want to set up a group where that's all we do. I want to be a comic book delivery service to kids in hospitals and long-term care. And that's all I want to do. We're going to deliver comic books to children. He goes, and I don't want a big group. He goes, I want just you. And if we bring anybody else, it's because they're special. It's someone special that we'll bring in. But if we bring anybody else, we'll be casting that character like they cast a character at Disney. He goes, I want to be the gold standard of this.
So, it's amazing.
That's all I need to hear. Let's do this. I'm in. And so that was a little over 10 years ago. And so when we first started, it was hard to get into hospitals at first. But the minute we got into a hospital and they saw we walked in, Zeph was super professional. He was he was my handler. He was making and he knew that where certain things we do and we don't do when we go into a room. We're not asking the child. We're not asking them, how are they doing? Obviously, you're not going to ask. They're not doing great because they're in the hospital. You don't ask them that. You don't talk about the food that they're eating. You don't tell them to get better when they, you know, I hope you feel better when you leave, because unfortunately, some of the kids we visit will not be feeling better. So there's certain, there's a whole list of things that you can say and the things that you shouldn't. And he had put a lot of thought into this.
Yeah.
There's a whole, when someone joins Common Care, there's a whole booklet that they go through that we put together that of things to do's and don'ts on a visit. Okay. And it took me a while, because the first thing you say when you meet someone, I walk in, first thing I say when I'm talking to someone, I'm like, hey, how's it going? Not thinking about it, because that's how we greet each other. Think about it. You meet somebody for the first time, hey, how's it going?
Mm-hmm.
You don't say that. So certain things like that. So they saw that we'd come in and we were really professional. And they say Iron Man's going to show up, Iron Man show up. So for like the first year, it was just me and we'd show up. But once we went in, we would go in and purposely would go in small with just me and Zeph, so that they only had to give us one person to walk us around. It wasn't like some of the other groups that it was their big deal every year to do it once. And they would go in with 15 to 20 different superheroes. We'd go in with one and one handler. So they would give us one child life development person, and it wouldn't disrupt their shift. It wouldn't disrupt anything, so that we'd go in with just a small footprint. We'd visit all the kids they had, leave a bunch of comic. At first, we didn't have very many comic books. So we'd just leave one comic book and a sticker for each kid.
Right.
And now we have, through the generosity of people all over the country, we have over 200,000 comic books in our storage facility. So now if a kid likes comic books, they get a stack. If they love comic books, I leave a whole box for them. So that's changed. Wow. But once they saw what Comic Care offered, then it was like, it was easy. They were trying to book us to come back before we left that one. And then it was go to the next. And it was once we got into the first one, Deer Valley, it was a hospital on Deer Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I forget the name, but that was the first one. Once we got in there, we got into all of them.
The child development people are very in the know, so they all talk to each other, because it's a very
And they're very protective too. They don't want to just let someone, hey, I dress up like Iron Man, can I come in? But once they saw that, like, hey, this guy is really good with the kids, they come in, they give comic books. When Iron Man shows up, it's he acts like Iron Man. It's we wanted it. He cast me as Iron Man. And then everyone that we brought in after that, it wasn't people like, how do I join Comic Care? You don't. We find you. And like the next person I brought in was his name is Jeff Seeger, and I saw him at was it Amazing AZ Con? It was another con that we had at the time that was in addition to Phoenix Comic Con, and I saw him and he had a great Spider-Man suit, great look, but I just watched. He was in a booth next to ours, and I just watched him with the kids, and he would. He was great with the kids. He was great with their parents. And he would get down on their level and talk to them and as Spider-Man, and I could, and he was like, he knew everything about Spider-Man. He was just so good. And I looked at Zeph, I said, that's our Spider-Man right now. That's our Spider-Man.
Get him now.
You know?
Yeah.
And then through the years, we were real slow, and we still have very few. I only have a handful of people at Comic Care that are Crusaders with our, we call them Comic Care Crusaders. There's only a handful of them. And then we have a handful of people that work behind the scenes, sorting comic books, being handlers. Right. Fitz is a handler for us. But then I met Andy, which is our Captain America. And he and I met each other, and I started seeing, and I saw him, and he's actually a seminary teacher. And he's got six kids, and he's bilingual, and he's amazing. And so I brought him as our Captain America. He may not look exactly like Chris Evans, but he embodies Iron. Yeah. I mean, Captain America, like to right. the D. He's a seminary teacher. So you respect that around him because you know what his values are. So if God forbid a swear word leaks out around him, you're like, I mean, it's almost like language. I'm like, oh, he is Captain. Sorry. He and I are Tony and Cap big time. So this year at Fan Fusion, we're doing a decade of smiles with Cap and Tony. We're going to do a panel. So if anybody's going to Fan Fusion, check out our panel. But that's going to be fun.
We definitely will.
He is now, he's now taken over for Zeph, and he heads up Comicare, and he lets me just be the face, and I get to do the visits and just play. But yeah, he's every bit of Captain America. For me, he's right up with Chris Evans as far as who Captain America is. Mm-hmm. He is Captain America. And everyone you see, we've brought a new Spider-Man characters in. My mm-hmm. daughters have played. My oldest was our Supergirl when she came in, and she had the look, and she did great. And then her little sister, when she was older, she became AZ Diana Prince. She is an amazing Wonder Woman.
I love it.
She's followed, but they grew up watching me do this, so that they've. Mm-hmm. I mean, day one, the first day they did a hospital visit, they were better than me at it. And I was so proud of that, but they grew up around it. It's like someone who grew up with a dad who's a professional baseball player, and they grew up to be a professional baseball player because they grew up with it. You know, I mean, I you can't stress enough that when you walk into it, you think it's easy to visit a kid. You just walk in your costume, you visit them. There's a lot that goes into it. We're reading a room when you walk in and being able to pick up on different social cues and to pick up on, okay, what's going on in this room? There's a lot that we're processing when we first walk in.
Right.
But they made it look so easy. My daughters did so good. Anyway, what was the question again?
No.
I just went on way too long.
And I have an extra question off of that. Is this your daughter?
That is my daughter, Jenna. Yes, she is AZ Diana Prince. And now she does some Supergirl. She does so many different. I mean,
I love it.
Yeah, she does a Kate Bishop. She did Kate Bishop last night for our, and I think her Kate Bishop is probably the best. But she's so good.
Yeah.
That's my daughter.
You could probably say that you learned the craft, but now it's in your kids' blood because they saw you do it, and now it's kind of like in their blood now. So
they've learned from me as far as how what to do in a room, but they also were able to see, okay, how do we put together a suit that looks legit and that looks good, and so they're they've done really well. She is. My daughters were all choir geeks like me. I was a vocal performance major at NU, and my daughters were all in show choir, and mm-hmm. she was like always the best dancer in her show choir because they always did all the choreography and everything, and she actually did the choreography. But they're very talented, very cool.
I love that, and I love how you mentioned about reading the room because I feel like with kids especially you know, when you're not feeling good, you almost kind of have to like match their mood and kind of get on their level little bit, and then they take a little bit longer to warm up to you, I think, especially in hospital settings. So
that's a really good point. In fact, for me, it's not enough that there's some great cosplayers have a great look, but that's not what I'm looking for. If their look isn't quite right, I can help with that. They have to have good people skills. They have to be able to not be awkward in situations and not say things that, because we spent so much time and effort cultivating our reputation and cultivating our relationships. If I pick the wrong person to go into a room and they say the wrong thing, that can tarnish. That's also why it's taken so long to open up new Comicare,
right?
As well, new Comicare sites as well.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you don't want to tarnish your name because I like the fact and not to get too heavy on the medical side, but I relied a lot in the child life development specialist that I used to work with, and it's really, really important the words that you use with children, because one word would be scary where it's not scary to an adult. And right. And just using like a different language with them I'm getting like nursey preachy, but it's really, really important that, you know, if something burns, you say it doesn't burn, it's warm. You know, simple things like that, like, no, hey, how you doing? Or say, hey, what are you doing? And see what they're doing. Maybe they're into something. See, you know, and it's a kind of
right.
Yeah,
it's open end questions. Yeah,
and I'm talking to them about everything except why they're there. Like, who's your favorite superhero? And then like, and if they pause, I'm like, you know, there's no right answer, but there's an answer that's more right than others. Now that Iron Man's standing here, or I'll answer with them. Like, if they're like, they're taking too long to answer, I'm like, Iron Man. <It's> like,
he's like, it's not you, but like, you can say somebody else. It's fine.
And I have all the same jokes that I tell over and over again. Like, did you get the mom or dad will take a picture? I'm like, did you get my good side? I'm like, and then they start hemming out. They're like, oh, I'm like, it's a trick question. They're both good. It's okay. But,
I love it. So I'm not sure if you know, but Tay and I are going to be at the Fan Fusion, and we'll be dabbling in the cosplay. So give us a heads up. What are some of your cosplay pet peeves? So this is new for us. So what's some of your pet peeves that you can tell us?
Pet peeves as far as suits what I don't like in my suits, or like pet peeves for other people, or
just in general. Like if you see someone cosplaying, what is something that you're just like, oh, dude, like, why did you do that? Like, why?
Oh, you know.
Anything. I mean, it could even be like.
Cosplay is such a thing where I think it's people are so great about just accepting you for you. And that's great. But don't take it too far. Like there are some people who. We'll take Deadpool for instance. Deadpool's super, super popular right now and has been for years.
Okay.
Not everybody can be Ryan Reynolds. Mm-mm. Don't try and be Ryan Reynolds if you're not Ryan Reynolds, because a lot of that stuff doesn't come across that well. And you know, and just make sure that you respect, and not that you wouldn't, but respect people's space. Like, ask if you want, if they can take a picture with you. Ask if you can take a picture with them. Ask if you can, you know, before you put your arm around them, ask it, hey, is it okay? If someone's wearing armor that you can tell that they've worked a lot of time or put a lot of time in, don't just throw your arm on them and then hang your arm, the weight of your arm on their armor. Okay. Even if their armor can take it, that's just, to me, that's why the son's gorilla, I love him to death, but he's so rough with my armor. I always have my handler say, stay between me and him. He's going to come up and slap my shoulder, and ooh. I've had him like rip it a few times. I can fix it real easy, but I don't want to have to do that afterwards. So for me, putting on a costume doesn't mean you can act like you wouldn't normally act in a certain situation. Do they say cosplay isn't consent? But it's also, to me, it's like cosplay doesn't give you the license to be a jerk.
100%. Yeah.
Is that it? I mean.
So that actually kind of brings me into another question. So when you cosplay, for you, are you you? Or are you acting as Tony for the day?
It depends on who I'm talking to. For a kid,
a
little kid coming up and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed looking at me like that, I'm Tony Stark. I'm Tony Stark. I'm saying, and like,
gotcha.
Hello. They look at me. I'm like, they're like, are you Iron Man? I'm like, yes, but you can call me Mr. Stark. So I totally stay in character.
Right.
Is someone a little older? They know darn well I'm not Robert Downey Jr. They know that I'm not Tony Stark. Right. You know, I'll talk to, I'll, if they want me to stay in character, I will. I pick up on those cues and you know, I'm like, hey, you look great. This is awesome. What are you wearing? Right. How did you do that? I start talking about their costume before they can talk about mine. And then they'll ask me about my costume. I'll tell them, hey, yeah, this is EVA foam. This is I put together. This is done with the contact cement and EVA foam, and you have to seal it. And I'll talk to them as long as they want me to talk to them about how I built it or what goes into it. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Okay. But it just depends. It depends on who I'm talking to. It depends on what they're looking. Sometimes they come in and they're completely in. They're older and they know exactly that I'm not Iron Man, but they come in completely in character. I'll stay in character with them just because that's what they're doing. So you just kind of read the person when they come in.
Gotcha. So it kind of depends. And then just to kind of revisit, you said your pet peeve is kind of like people not respecting your personal space. It kind of sounds
You know, I mean,
kind of more or less.
You have people coming. I've been grabbed. I've been fondled, ogled, everything gold. But and that's serious. You know, it happens. I mean, you have a thick skin, but at the same time, you know. But yeah, I think it's just you have the same, you should have the same norms that you would outside of costume. Not like I said, but I'm just saying that's for me. Sure. Some people go into costume and then they think that they can do things that you wouldn't do normally. And it is something where you're taking on the personality of your, but at the same time, to a certain extent, you still want to keep anyway. Yeah. As far as the costume itself, always build your costume from your feet up. Your feet have to be comfortable. If you don't, if you can find some shoes that look like the part are perfect and they're comfortable, that's a win. Okay. If that's not possible,
I love
find a way that you get comfortable shoes that you can build around. Like I did with my Wolverine, I have the most comfortable shoes for those. And I built boots that fit around those shoes. They're awesome. Comfortable shoes.
Okay.
Comfortable shoes are number one. You don't want to be on your feet for 12 hours at a con in shoes that hurt your feet. So yeah, my pet peeve is shoes that hurt. I've lost my shoes. Yeah, those boots right there, I built those out of EVA foam.
I
love that.
And I just recently started doing in years past, I have suffered through so many cons with shoes that hurt my feet so bad. In fact, my right toe, I lost the whole nail after being in some Iron Man boots that just were terrible, and I was in the suit for 15 hours that day, and I lost the whole toe. It took 2 years for it to grow back. Still looks terrible.
I can't even imagine. That's
I've lost a pinky toenail. I understand.
So comfortable shoes. Start with comfortable shoes and build from there.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. Our friend Black has a question. He said, advice for someone who is just getting into cosplay. What advice do you have?
Well, it depends. Are you getting into cosplay just for fun? Are you looking to do something else with it? I say the first thing you want to put time and effort into has to be a character that you identify with. You don't have to look just like the character. Just be someone that you really like and you've always... you have a passion for. That's the main thing, because you're going to put a lot of time and effort and in some cases money into making this costume. So make it comfortable, make it something you're comfortable being, and make it a character that you love. So that, you know, you look at it, you're like, hey, I'm Batman. This is awesome. This is so cool. But you know, pick a character that you identify with, that you have a passion for, and just do the best you can with it. And then And then once you do that one, then you'll start looking around and seeing some other characters that you might like, and you go from there. But I think starting out, you just pick a character that you have a passion for, have fun with it. Doesn't care if you look just like the character or not. It really doesn't. Just have fun with it.
Okay. I love that answer. I love it. Yeah. So I wanted to know, how many Iron Man suits do you actually have? Because I've seen a couple on your Instagram, but I just wanted to know exactly, like, how many.
Well, not that many. Right now, well, over the years, I've had, he has 85 in the movies. I've probably had at least 20 different suits. But,
oh my God.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm like the George Clooney of cosplayers. I don't marry any of my suits. I date them. Date them. So the only, there's this suit. This is from the Mark 43. I was telling you guys earlier. It's from the Mark 43. And this is the suit that we kind of started comic care with 10 years ago. I'll never get rid of this suit. But the other ones, I've gotten rid of so many different suits. Right now, I have the Mark 85. I have that 43. And I have the Mark 40. I'm working on a Mark 7 right now. But, you see all these pictures I've had over the years. I've had so many, and they come in my memories all the time. I'm like, oh, that was cool. That was cool. And some of them were so uncomfortable. I'm like, I got rid of them because they weren't comfortable. Some of them, I just wore them out. Some of them, I just didn't like the look as much as others. But yeah, I go through a lot of them. If I lost the suit I had right now, I start working on a new one, or I work with real awesome works over the years. It's Raw. His name is the page is Real Awesome Works, but he also goes by R-A-W Raw. He is one of the best foam builders in the world. He's really good. So I've been working with him where now he'll just send me something and he doesn't paint it or seal it, or he just gives me the raw build of the foam and I do all the paint. I seal it and I paint it and I add the lights and rig it the way I want it rigged, because I rig my Iron Man suits a little differently than most Iron Man cosplayers do.
Right.
Because I have to have a lot of mobility. I want to be able to dance. I want to be able to move. I want to be able to stay in it for hours if I need to. For me, there's a lot of suits that are beautiful and they've got so many different things. They've got all the electronics and they have all the little servos and things popping out and moving. But I need something a little more practical, something that I can stay in for 3 hours at a time at minimum, and something that I can move around with, and I can, that I have to do upkeep on, but I don't have to like worry about the circuitry on the thing. It's a whole different thing that I'm looking for. Anyway.
Sure.
So it takes me about 2 months to build an Iron Man suit that I like. It takes me about the same amount of time to get one from him and to rig it the way I want it rigged and paint it. Anyway, but yeah, I have 3 suits right now, but I also have Batman and I have Wolverine and I have Doctor Strange and I'll Shazam and Superman. I've got a good closet full of costumes right now.
And you have another one of my personal favorites, as I saw that you had a yes. Dr. Strange, you know, we have a particular friend that is has some issues with Dr. Strange, not the cosplayer, obviously, but with the MCU. He shall remain nameless. But if you know
who you are,
you know who you are. I do notice that you are, I've seen you cosplay as Indiana Jones.
Yes. Yes. Oh. I had a good time with that. We got hired by this every year we get.
Sorry.
So every year we get hired by the Scottsdale Princess Resort. And the first year we got hired, they wanted us to be just Avengers. So that was easy. I did Iron Man and just, we did superheroes all summer. And then the next year they had it was out of this world. So we were astronauts and they bought like legit like astronaut suits, like the full thing with the helmet, the mirrored visor and everything. So, and it's a good gig. I mean, It's like $50 an hour to show up and just like take pictures with people. I'm like, well, okay, I'll do that on the weekends.
Sure.
And then this, what was it? Then we did Indiana Jones, and this past year we did Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Side note, if anybody's ever thinking about being a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, don't do it ever. Don't ever do that. It's the worst costume ever.
Willie, are you listening? Don't do
latex
it.
Latex rubber from top to bottom. Like, go find yourself a body condom and put it on for a few hours. That's exactly what you're doing. You can't breathe.
Body condom.
You're like, literally, we're taking the hands off and dumping out the sweat from them on our breaks. It is so, we were losing about 10 pounds for every 4-hour shift we would do. It was ridiculous. Okay. So yeah, but the year before that, we did Indiana Jones. It was super cool.
So
Indiana Jones was neat.
We have Eric Johnson. He said he volunteers to be your short round if you ever need one. All
right.
Awesome. I think that kind of answered my question about what's your least favorite part of cosplaying. Right there is sometimes the suits are ridiculously hot and sweaty. There was somebody before in Hollywood. Yeah.
I would say I've gotten really good at picking costumes or making the costume comfortable for me. Like,
okay.
And the other thing is helmets. I don't like wearing helmets.
I don't blame you.
I don't like wearing helmets at all. So you see, most of my, like, that was one of the most comfortable costumes I've ever had. That was
really
comfortable. Oh, yeah.
He was dancing in it.
Comfortable. Mm-hmm. I like it. That does not look comfortable, so I'm surprised.
Super comfortable.
Really?
In fact, if you look at most of the armor costumes that I have, those are the ones that Iron Man or Buzz or any of those. Mm-hmm. Sorry, excuse me.
You're okay.
People are always like, are you hot? Are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. Because I've got an undersuit that's usually just spandex underneath me. So that's not hot.
Right.
And then there's gaps in the suit where I get lots of airflow. The our Captain America right. and Wolverine that I wore last night, that's thick material, and it's like 2 or 3 layers thick on there. And my Captain America is, and then he has a cowl that he wears, or his Captain America helmet.
Okay.
That poor guy, he's way hotter than I am. And the fact that I can be Tony Stark without wearing the helmet, people ask me, why don't you put on the helmet? Okay, there's 2 answers to that. The first one is, the real reason is I hate wearing a helmet, and it's hot and it's terrible. The second one is the smart aleck answer, where I say, well, any 19-year-old kid can put on the Iron Man suit, put on the helmet, be Iron Man. Mm-hmm. This takes like 50 years of seasoning to be Tony Stark. You know, you make your age work for you at that point. So that's the smart aleck answer, but that's also true. But the real answer is that when we first started, I did wear the helmet quite a bit, but I'd walk into a room and the kids would just, it's a real aggressive looking helmet. If you look at Iron Man's helmet, it's like he has like a frown almost right here.
Right.
And when you walk in, it's really intimidating for, that's my mouse, by the way.
That's anyway, amazing.
but awesome. But you walk in, it's very intimidating for the kids, and they would, some of the younger kids would freak out. So real early on, we realized, like, for Comic Care, when we do visits, we just use the helmet as like a prop, and the kids could hold the helmet in the pictures and stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, I stay away from helmets. I stay away from cowls. Even my Batman cowl is more like a helmet, where those rubber latex cowls, if you ever see someone cosplaying Batman, give them all the sympathy and all the love, because that's miserable. It's so miserable. You can't see, you can't turn your head.
I can't even imagine.
I said, I will never do Batman again unless I can get something that's comfortable. And the Batman that I have now is so comfortable. I can spend 8 hours in that, no problem. But it's the first Batman that I've ever done because the Batman suit that I have now is built like an Iron Man suit. It's armored, and it has all the same pieces that my Iron Man suits do. It's very comfortable.
Is that the one you showed us earlier?
Yeah.
Would you mind showing?
It's an Arkham Knight style. Oh, it's an Arkham Knight style.
Oh,
so it's look at that. Like an Iron Man. style. It has the gauntlets, it has the shoulders, it has the thighs.
Yeah.
The
and that's not heavy?
Not at all. Not at all. Really? I think the whole thing weighs like 12 pounds max.
Okay. Wow. That's not bad at all. Shoot.
Pretty yeah. light. The EVA foam is super, super light.
Super light. So is this costume also made out of foam and your stormtrooper that was in the back?
So the stormtrooper is the, it's, that's got PVA, like a plastic.
On that okay.
One. So that one, yeah. But this is the suit that you see me in there, that's EVA foam. Okay. All of my Iron Man suits that I wear over the years, and the ones that I'll continue to wear, are made from EVA, the dense foam, and it's just about how you seal it and how you paint it to where it looks like metal.
Huh. All right. Well, I mean, I've watched Face Off, but I definitely as far as like fabricating and stuff, you keep talking about EVA foam, and I'm like, I don't think I have any idea what that is. It's been so long since I watched that. Is that what the
it comes in rolls?
Talk about EVA foam?
Yeah, so it comes in rolls like this, and it's foam, but it's pretty dense. And the good stuff is like this is a good EVA foam. It's very dense, okay. Hard. So you cut the foam. It's kind of like working with like paper dolls for when you're cutting the patterns out, and
okay,
and then you glue it together. Some people use hot glue. I don't like hot glue because I think it's messy, and we live in a place where it's so hot that sometimes it can melt and come
just
apart,
gonna melt.
Fall apart.
Gotcha.
But so I use contact cement for everything, and I use a wood burning kit to put a lot of the detail into my builds. But once you've got it built, then you hit it with a heat gun, mm-hmm, and you right. seal it with heat. That seals all the, because if you look closely at you can see it's kind of porous. So yeah. when you hit it with the heat gun, it closes those pores up, yeah. and it actually changes. It actually has a shine to it. Then you can okay. seal it with a few different ways. You can seal it with like Plasti-Dip, which is what I used to do on everything. You can use Mod Podge, and a lot of times if you don't have a place that's ventilated right. really well, you can use Mod Podge so you don't have all the fumes, and that works really well. But the other thing that we found, what I started using in the last few years, is there's a sealant that people use for concrete that, you know, when you see concrete that's really shiny?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sealant, you use that to seal it, and that gives you a really shiny base. When mm-hmm. you paint it, when you paint it, it almost looks like an automotive finish, like the finish you'd have on a car.
That's super neat. That's super neat. So we actually did have Eric ask us a question earlier on before the interview, and he had asked, "What do you like best, pie or cake?"
Gosh. I'm a pie guy, but I okay. love cake. I mean, is it too much? Tony Stark answer would be, is it too much to ask for both?
Of course you can have both, but we're asking.
But yeah, if I could just have one, I love apple pie. I love Tennessee lemon pie.
Do you like an a la mode with like an ice cream?
So yeah, and there's a triple berry. I love like a triple berry, like a razzleberry pie, as they call it.
Okay.
When that's hot with vanilla ice cream. Oh, it's so good.
The ice cream.
Dude. So good.
So, you know, with your fabricating, have you ever considered, or do you have a YouTube account for fabricating? Because
you know, I thought about doing that in the past.
Yeah.
I there's just so many builders out there that do so good. Like Sean Zhang, he has some tutorials that I've learned so much from.
Okay.
But, and there's so like Cosplay Mike, there's a bunch of them that on there that do so good. I don't know. For me, I think maybe it's just that I've been doing it for a long time, and I know a lot of tricks, but maybe it's just, I'm not like, I look at them, I think they're so good. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm good enough to do that. But,
well, kind of like Eric Johnson said, that was actually the biggest part of why I used to watch Face Off is I really enjoyed the fabrication part, just watching someone, even from, you know, building a cosplay to even something, someone making something out, like molding something out of clay or whatever, just seeing them work and like the end result. And my two of my kids are autistic and they love watching videos like that. And I absolutely wouldn't have. But once they watched it, I was like, man, this is cool. Where'd you guys find this? And they tell me and I'm like, oh, and you'd be surprised.
Sometimes when I'm building, I'll do a live feed like you guys saw me do today. I'll do a live feed while I'm building sometimes. And people watch me build, and that's I'll look up every so often and answer a question here and there, but I just, just turn it on and start building. I think that'd be fun. I think that would be fun to do. It's just one of those things that I think I will probably always be doing this in some version. I may get to the point where I'm too old to be a hero anymore.
Yeah, Magneto and Charles Xavier. I mean, shit, they're using a wheelchair.
Professor X. And I'll be pushing the cart for people, but I'll always be building and always and always be making sure that the heroes that are comic care look great. But yeah, I think that may be something I might get into later on. I think right now I'm just, my plate's pretty full with just setting up visits and going on visits and working and being a dad and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and our buddy Mac also says you can also go for old man Logan too. So, you know, there's always some plans down the road.
So much fun being Wolverine lately. Like the last week, I just finished my new Wolverine costume, and I love that. I've gotten a lot of good response out of it, and I like characters that are very iconic. It's fun for me. I like if I'm going to put a lot of time and energy into a character, I want it to be something like Batman or Iron Man or Wolverine, someone like that, Superman, where even someone who doesn't follow comic or isn't huge into comic books will know who that character is. And the worst thing is to put in so much time into a costume, for me at least, is put in a ton of time in a costume and someone go, who are you? and who are you again? Like, well, so I always look to do something. I like the really iconic characters, but I've had so much fun. I never thought I could pull off Wolverine, and then this past week I'm like, oh, actually that is something I can do. So that's been fun.
Right. So, go ahead.
Willie in the comments, he's asking if that's going to be debuting at this year's Fan Fusion, is your Wolverine costume.
I'll be there Saturday at the Comic Care booth as Wolverine. Okay. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have Deadpool Cameo there with us. Deadpool Cameo has been a friend of Comic Care for about 6 years now. And he has his own charity as well, Cameo Courage, where so it works kind of in tandem with us. Like, we drop off comic books to the kids, and then he sets up their charity sets up little reading corners for the kids that are comic themed. So if you see it, it's like they find a place in the hospital where they can set up, and they wrap the walls with all these. It looks like it's just like the coolest place to sit and want read a comic book.
I love that.
Yeah. Awesome. So we work hand in hand with Cameo Courage, and it's a lot of fun, but he'll be at our booth. So we'll have, and if you've had a chance to see Deadpool Cameo, I mean, he gets his suits from the same studio that makes the suits for the movies. And
no way.
They're amazing. And his build, he's built. You would think that Ryan Reynolds is there standing. Like when I first started working with him years ago, I geeked out so much. Like, every time I would do a photo shoot with him or do a hospital with him, I'd look over and like, it's like Deadpool's here. It's like the Deadpool's here. He's the best Deadpool He's the best Deadpool in the country outside of Ryan Reynolds. He's so good. And he's done things with Liefeld, with Rob Liefeld. He's been recognized by Ryan Reynolds. He's really, really good.
Really?
Anyway, yeah.
I don't know Ryan Reynolds.
It was a lot of pressure. That's him right there. That's a lot of that's us dancing. If the video started going, you'd see us dancing there, but
it's quite amazing.
Yeah. But it was a lot of pressure for me to put together a Wolverine that could share the stage with his Deadpool. So that's mm-hmm. for me, it was like a lot. I was like, oh, and when I was putting the Deadpool character together, I got the suit and it fit perfect. And I was like, this is really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's so pretty right now. It can't stay pretty because it should be like beat up and everything. Yeah. And here I am, I'm like I got this brand new beautiful suit. It fits me perfect. And I have to start cutting it and like burning it. And this, so I had my wood burning kit and I'm like burning like bullet holes in it. I'm freaking out. I'm like, I'm either ruining the suit right now, or I'm gonna make it. It's gonna be either really cool, or it's gonna be garbage when I'm done with it. So, I don't know. If you'll see the pictures on my page. I've posted some. We're gonna have some professional pictures that are being edited as we speak right now.
Okay.
So you'll be able to see some of those. But I love how it's come out so far. But knock on wood, it came out okay. But yeah, when you've got a brand new suit and you're like mm-hmm. taking it, like burning holes in it and slashing it and like
I can't imagine
splattering it with blood and spraying it with black paint, you're like,
especially when you spent like your own money like making this and then you have to kind of like,
well, yeah, that
extra cinematic.
It's not just the money you spent, but you're already contracted to promote a movie coming out. We work with the marketing team, the Allied Marketing. So we work with them and they market just about all of the superhero movies, DC and Marvel, that come out. So we're going to be promoting for them, and we promote for Harkins, and we promote. Mm-hmm. So we're doing all these promotions and we're hired to do that. So I'm like, well, if I screw this up, I'm going to have to, I have no choice, but I have to buy a new one.
Yeah. And do this all over again.
Oh man. And that's if it gets here in time. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So are we going to be seeing more of your Wolverine and Deadpool, especially with the movie coming out soon? I was going to say, I'm like, that movie's coming out soon. I'm like, we're probably going to see like the something ridiculousness.
My intent was just a one time just for the movie. And I'd probably mm-hmm. do appearances for two or three weeks for when the movie comes out. True. But the reaction I've gotten and the results I got, where I love that suit. I love it so much. That's going to be in the rotation for a long time. I think I'm going to keep it with all of the, with that's the only big superhero movie coming out this year. And with all of the hype I'm hooked on it too. Yeah. The X-Men 97 that came out, with all the hype around, that's so good right now. If you guys haven't watched X-Men 97, you should watch that. It's really good. But with all the hype around that, mm-hmm. it's a good year to be an X-Men. So this is my first X-Men cosplay I've ever done. So I was just having a lot of fun with it right now.
Okay, yeah.
There was actually at our shoot last night, one of my friends brought his son, and his son was decked out in the same Wolverine suit I was wearing. So mm-hmm. we had a lot of fun with that.
I love it.
Tell my story right now, you guys. If you haven't seen it, go check it out.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. And to see the Wolverine costume, because you had posted photos of it prior to dirtying it up, to seeing it now with like the marks and stuff on it. It has been like an amazing, like just to like watch it like happen. So that's really cool.
When it was clean, it looked good, but it just was kind of flat. And it was like, I don't want it to be clean. I wanted to look and then when they put out the trailer and you could see like the bullet holes, I literally had like, I freezed that picture. I left it up on the screen for me. I'm like, look, like, burn it right there. I'm like, yeah, there's a bullet hole there.
I'm like, oh. Well, I mean, let's just admit that Wolverine is never going to be unscathed or unburned or anything. Like, he's always going to have like battle damage.
Aren't you going to put any cuts on your face? I'm like, no, because Wolverine, his heels. Suit's going to get beat up, but his face shouldn't have any cuts or bruises mm-hmm. or anything, because he heals up right away. Yeah. But it is kind of neat. I was able to do, when I did the bullet holes, the way I burned it, it looks like there's still a bullet in there.
Really?
And when you see it up close, And then and like all the bullet holes I took black and red and black paint and kept it real thick, and I just took a sponge and I just kind of dabbed it in there. It looks all So it's kind of fun. I had so much fun with that one.
That's neat. Awesome. Like even showing people how you do that, just because like Tay and I are obviously not nowhere near your caliber of cosplay, but even just having like, you know, videos of people showing us how to do those things, because I went very simply this year because it's my first time ever doing that. But yeah, just even having somebody that would show you like how to do something, that way I don't like epically ruin a cosplay outfit. I'm pushing you towards the YouTube stuff. If you haven't noticed, I'm sorry.
Oh, the nice thing is that you could just go and cut it, but for me, it worked great using a wood burning kit, because when you burn the holes and you use that to do the slices, so I didn't just take a knife and cut it, because then you'd have the material fraying and it would
more
and
controlled.
When you burn it, it cauterizes the material as well, so you don't have the material's not fraying, and you don't have like you know how when you cut something it just kind of like frays again, and it can continue splitting even further. When you burn it, it cauterizes it where it doesn't do that. So that was perfect. That was perfect for me.
I love that you said wood burning, because I used to dabble in wood burning. So I actually have a kit. So I'm like, I'm going to have to dabble with that later.
Well, really? That's how I get all of the, that's how I get put all the detail work on my foam work, is that, you can use the wood burning kit underneath the foam and then bend it. And then it kind of stays on stuff where you can get some really nice like ridges, or you can burn it on the top and then and just do lots of like detail work on it. It's so much fun. It's really satisfying while you're doing it. It's like pretty cool.
So did you just figure this out by trial and error? Did somebody actually show you?
Over the years, I've had a lot of people that I know personally, and a lot of people like on I'll watch YouTube videos, or like Sean Zhang. I can't say him enough. Sean Zhang is, if you said, Tony, I want to learn how to do foam work, I would send you to his YouTube video. Zhang starts with an X. Sean Zhang, S-E-A-N, and Zhang starts with X-I-A-N-G. Anyway, but if you go to his YouTube channel, he makes it so simple. Like you can buy his patterns for like $5 each, or even some are even cheap, like $3. You can buy the pattern on his Etsy, and then each pattern has a YouTube video where he does step by step, goes through with you, shows you how he burns and everything.
Yeah,
it is so. It makes it so. And so that for me, he's like this channel you go to for like, I don't know, foam building 101. And that's your basic, and they look good. And he shows you from the first step to the last step how to build each one of his things, and they look great. So that's to me that's first step one. And then once you get used to that and do a few of those, then you start using his stuff just as a template. Like I'll use like his stuff for just like a template for this Batman, or a template for the Thor suit. I just did a torso. I call it a torso. It's a torso. I did a torso for a friend of mine, and he wanted one from the Dark World, and there's no template for that. So I just used the base that I found from Sean, and then I use that as the base, and I use all of the, and then I make my own like stuff on all of the detail work I do on my own, just looking at pictures and freehanding it. And that's where it gets really fun. So you use that, use that as your base and you just build off of that.
Yeah. That's what it was kind of sound like. You kind of get the basics from him, and it kind of sounds like you kind of got the hang of it. So now you're kind of like, I got this.
How can I do this?
I don't need any help. Like, exactly. I got it. Yeah. That's awesome. I absolutely love that you fabricate your own stuff, because you know I'm very much in the realm of looking on Amazon and Etsy and different sites of like trying to find my stuff right now, because I'm not there.
I'll still do that too. It's okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And really, it depends. If it's a costume that I want to keep for a long time, like the Wolverine, I will put a lot of time and effort into making sure, like, I built the boots for it. I built the gauntlets for it because I want to, because I'm going to keep it. Yeah. So I'll put the time and money into a suit that I'm going to keep.
Yeah.
If it's something where it's a movie that comes out, they just want us to promote it for the one weekend, I'll find something off Sim Cosplay or Pro Cosplay, and it is what it is. I can make it, and I can doctor it up to look good enough for the weekend. That's fine. I'll be fine. Or, you know, there's other times when they tell us ahead of time, where, like, for when the first Dune movie came out. When the first Dune movie came out, there was no templates. You couldn't buy a costume, you couldn't do anything. And so I just had to go off of some pictures I found off that they had from set photos. Just kind of do it by hand and just kind of freehand the whole thing. And looking back, I'm like, well, they don't look exactly like the ones that you can buy now, but we did them a year before you could buy them. And that was fun. So I was able to make I did five suits for the premiere of Dune, the first Dune movie. And
I actually didn't see those. Were you playing a particular character? Were you making the like, what were you?
So my friend Andy, he's our Captain America. His son looks a lot like
Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah, he looks a lot like Timothy Chalamet, and he grew his hair out. And, yeah, look, he's spot on. And my daughter played Zendaya. I played. What was his name? I can't think right now. The actor was the one who played Thanos. I can't think of the name of the character. Anyway,
I don't remember the character name. If anybody remembers the character's name, please throw it up.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you so much. I'm so terrible about that. But
you're fine.
But yeah, it was fun, and it was so much fun because people were like, "Wait, who made these costumes?" Like, I did. I made them.
I made them. Thank you very much.
That was me. Thank you. But and then we used them again for the Dune 2 when that came out. So we just finished using them again, and that was a lot of fun. But sometimes you have a pattern, sometimes you don't have a pattern. Sometimes it's just I'm just buying this costume. I'm gonna make it look as good as I can. It's just for one weekend. I'll get paid enough to pay for the costume and then some. And then I'll sell the costume when it's done. And it just really depends. If it's something that I'm going to keep for a long time, that's when I'll do the effort to actually fabricate a lot of stuff for myself.
And get made. Okay. Cool. Good to know. Well, I Tony, I absolutely learned a lot, and I've enjoyed so much having you here. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to the Queens of Nerddom and the Dat Feeling Podcast Network.
Fast. Are you kidding? We've been talking for like almost an hour and a half now.
Yeah.
We
try to make it painless when you come on and talk to us and talk to our peoples.
Well, you only asked me like three questions. I talked way too much. I think, and I was like, oh wow, why did I talk so much?
I actually kept track of all of our questions, and with you talking, I honestly was so entranced by a lot of your stories, and I mean, I can definitely identify with you, because the whole reason I got into nursing was because of kids. So I love that you do the comic care, and it definitely resonates with me, because I love kids, and I love taking care of them, and I love that you do that. So because I'm on the other, or I have been on the other side of things, so seeing, I can put myself in that position, seeing you come in and cheer up my patient, like, absolutely means the world to their care. So I love that.
You know what? It's not just the kids. It's their parents. It's their siblings. Mm-hmm. They're in there for hours and hours all the time. So even when we go into a room and the kids obviously way too young for a comic book, I'm always making sure that I ask the parents, hey, would you like some comic books to read while you're here? And 9 times out of 10, they're like, sure. So It's not just the kids. I'm not just leaving comic books for the kids. I'm leaving comic books for their families too, for the parents, for their
siblings. Absolutely.
It's not just the, if so yeah, it's for the, it's really for me, it's just as much for the whole family as it is just for the child that's in there.
Yeah. So, it's a support system.
Yeah. So and, many times I've had children, yeah. I'm asking them, so they're a little bit older and like, would you like some comic books? And they're like, no. I'm like, well, do you have a little brother or sister? And like, yeah. I'm like, can you leave some for them when they come to visit you? And like, sure. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, there's, that's definitely something my kids have started to venture in is books and everything. And just, I'm an avid book reader. Tay can make fun of me. I know she wants to, but no, you can though. I'm an avid book reader and I don't always delve into comic books, but I love that break from reality just to go into a different place and mm-hmm. just be. And I love that you bring that to them and give them a break from what their situation is. And, you know, I absolutely love that you do that. I cannot give you enough kudos and bows and applause for that. I think that's awesome, dude. I wish I still lived out in Arizona because I'd 100% like I support you from Virginia, but you know, I think that's amazing. I think that's amazing. I love that you do that.
I'm always very humbled when someone says something like that to me or any of our team. I I've always said from day one, I have as much fun or more than the kids do. I really do. And for right. me, it's hard to even take credit for it when it's something that you're having so much fun doing. And so it's a fun thing. It's something I love. And thank you to you guys for having me. And thank you to anyone who tuned in and who will tune in. And I appreciate all of you so much. But thank you. This was as much fun as I hoped it would be, and even more so. So anybody who's thinking about coming on to your podcast, you guys, it's a lot of fun. Do it.
And, thank you.
Anytime you guys want me back, I'm more than happy to come back. But you guys, this is great. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. We definitely want to have a post fan fusion encore because Tay and I and our bestie Willie will be out there. So we'll definitely be looking for your booth, looking for you and JJ. And I think Nick as well. So we'll be looking for our peeps. So we'll be looking for your booth and hopefully we can do some interviews while you're out there.
I was gonna say, if you're ever looking mm-hmm. you're looking for a guest, I mean, I would love to recommend either mm-hmm. Andrew Gordon, which is our AZ Captain America, or AZ Captain America and I can both come on at the same time. And he's amazing. He's really good. We've been working with each other and we've done so many hospital visits together that I'm sure you'd get a whole different set of stories from us as well. So we'd love to do that. And this is a really neat way for us to share what we do. And thank you so much for the opportunity to give me the opportunity to share what Comic mm-hmm. Care does. I really appreciate it.
I love that. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll definitely come and find you guys while we're out there. And I really look forward to that. That's going to be awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So,
again, thank you for coming out and thank you for everybody that tuned in. Falling Star, which is our tabletop role-playing game, or TTRPG for short, part 11 had come out on Friday, so on the 26th. We're still playing, you know, we have another two sessions forward that the Patreons are going to be getting prior to everybody as it releases. So stay tuned for that. Check it out. It's like super fun. It's been an amazing time being able to delve into that. Also, we do have the dfpn.com website that is up and rolling thanks to Black from the Smoke Pit and No Gimmicks podcast. So we streamed live to that tonight. So super great to be able to be a part of that website. and really even to see, you know, USDN to be a part of it. And I'm looking forward to Smoke Pit doing their first Fridays on that. Again, we have Phoenix Fan Fusion coming May 24th to the 26th. As you guys have heard this entire time, Jen will be there, I will be there, and Willie will be there. We will all be cosplaying Monday and Saturday. Maybe Sunday, we'll see. But right now, we absolutely know that Monday and Saturday will be a thing. But thank you again, AZ Tony Stark, for coming out. Where can everybody find you, just so we know?
Oh, gosh. AZ Tony Stark, you can find me on Facebook, AZ Tony Stark at Instagram, and AZ Tony Stark on TikTok. I think I have it AZ Tony Stark on Facebook, on YouTube, but I don't really use that much. Anyway. Find Comicare is, you can find that Comicare is all one word, Comicare, so it's kind of split put together. You find Comicare on Facebook or Instagram as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for coming out. It's been amazing getting to know you. And we look forward to meeting you face-to-face at Phoenix Fan Fusion. It's been
super fun. Can't wait. Make sure you come by the booth. I'll be there the whole time.
Okay. Will
do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Take care. And, and don't forget, our the dfpn.com actually has a new website. So if you want to check us out there, the Queens of Nerddom has a link in there if you want to check us out.
Yeah. Woo. Peace.
All right. Peace out. Bye, guys. Bye.